At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Get the facts for your free timeshare exit info kit. Go to iCancelTimeshare.com. That's iCancelTimeshare.com. iCancelTimeshare.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Just got a free coffee with my EarnIFI points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnIFI app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnIFIRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.
Are you ready to get serious about your weight loss journey? Tried crash and burn calorie restriction? Considering the invasive strategy of GLP-1 injections like Ozempic? Slow down and consider a safer, easier, and long-lasting solution. Golo is clinically proven to work without the dangerous side effects of injections and fad diets. Golo's release helps your body combat the stress of dieting while controlling cravings and hunger. Minimize muscle loss and feel better with Golo. Just take one Golo Release supplement with each meal and follow the Golo for Life plan. It's an effective and affordable plan to lose weight for good. There are no insurance hoops to jump through. No prescription needed. Just sensible, effective weight loss and a healthier lifestyle on your terms. Get started on a healthier, happier, and more energetic you at Golo.com. 5 million people have already discovered a better way to lose weight. Join them and go to Golo.com. That's GOLO.com today.
Coming up in the headlines, Chamber of Petroleum Consumers advises National Petroleum Authority and liquefied petroleum gas marketers to resolve the issues to stop artificial shortage of gas in parts of the country. And some technology analysts describe planned 5G service rollout as a major game changer for the telecom industry and economy. Later on today's Food Chain, we engage experts who are introducing plantain farmers to a clean indigenous farming technique. A Joyce Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection. Now, my name is Winston Packy, coming up in the first business story. Despite an assurance from the National Petroleum Authority of adequate LPG supply, the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers, COPEC, has advised the regulator to resolve its issues with the LPG marketers. The marketers have refused to pick LPG from some importers in protest to a new policy introduced by the MPA. Speaking to Joy Business, Executive Secretary of COPEC, Duncan Amoa, urged the two parties to resolve their issues to prevent the consumer from suffering.
We should be able to come to a table, but if you go agree to where that CRM should run, ours will run, one would not expect some of these sabotage that we are seeing with the market. When that happens, it is not they who suffer. The consumer who probably was cooking early in the morning and then the gas got finished and took it to the next point that they could get a refill, rather would end up, inconvenient. If the LPG marketers would sit at the table with the NPA and address their issues. I'm sure these there will be shortage here today, there will be shortage here tomorrow. Issues will be a thing of the past. LPG is not in short supply, both in country and globally. So we don't have that issue of shortage at all coming up.
Duncan Amoa is Executive Secretary of the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers. Some technology analysts have described the planned rollout of 5G service a major game changer for the telecom industry and the economy. It follows announcement by the Minister for Digitalization and Communication, Esla Owusu-Ekufo, that the high-speed internet service will finally be launched on November 1st, 2024. Maximus Ametogbo is a technology analyst and believes 5G could turn around the fortune of most technology and telecom firms in the country.
We are going to get more speed, you know, better connectivity, better user experience, and a lot of solutions to be deployed on the fifth generation technology that is being deployed. So the future is very exciting. So we'll be seeing the Internet of Things and all the other services riding on the 5G infrastructure. But just as usual, we need to think about the maintenance and then redundancies and the reliability.
Maximus Ametogbo is a technology analyst. Now moving on, Chief Executive Officer of Edel Technology Consultant and tech expert Ethel Kofi has allayed the fears of employees of losing their jobs due to the advent of emerging technology. According to her, technological advancement will rather increase productivity and create new jobs. She spoke to Joy Business at the Dotu Tech Ghana's Unleashing the Power of Emerging Technologies conference in Accra.
What will happen is that there will be new types of jobs created. We didn't have, social media content creator a couple of years ago. There are new jobs that will now be created because of the digital. So those who lose their jobs, there will be a counterbalance of new jobs. And those who are already mid-level, high-level, they'll become more efficient because the digital platforms that they have will make them do their work better. So yes, you will lose jobs, but there will also be new jobs.
Meanwhile, the CEO of Dotu Tech Ghana Limited, Jean-Louis Fegali, said the conference is to introduce their client to emerging technologies.
This type of event with business professionals is also to some elevate the discussion and let our customer base know what is the trend in the market. And when it comes to IT, what are the standards that are used? So technology is live. The amount of technology that we use is also big, and it can get sometimes out of control. There is a lot of data that is shared through our technology.
Now, in another story, the Ghana Skills Service is initiating a nationwide accommodation unit survey to evaluate the condition, number, and overall impact of accommodations on the overall GDP. Dr. Edward Aka Nyamike, president of the Ghana Hotels Association, believes the survey will accurately reflect the hospitality sector. He shared his thoughts with Joy Business during the Ghana Statistical Services Accommodation Unit Survey consultative meeting in Accra.
We don't have a system that is structured to capture every information concerning the industry, which is why this particular survey is very important. We are going to look at every aspect of our operations, revenue side and then the expenses side as well as the various facilities that we operate with. And of course, the taxes and levies that we always complain about, it's all captured there, okay? So it's giving a holistic picture of the hotel industry.
Dr. Edward Aka Nyamike is the president of the Ghana Hotels Association. Plantains are one of Ghana's main staples with about 4.7 million metric tons annual production capacity. But the crop has in recent times seen production declines owing primarily to poor quality planting material, pests and diseases, erratic rain supply, and other labor challenges. On today's episode of The Food Chain, Emmanuel Bradkwaku speaks with experts who are introducing farmers to a clean indigenous farming technique to reduce disease transfers, ultimately increasing productivity and income gains.
Mm-hmm. That's John Asamoah, a 50-year-old plantain farmer at Agogo in the Setua district of the Ashanti region. He tells me how he has cultivated his plantain in the past years, but has failed to yield bountiful harvest. Plantains are one of Ghana's mainstay crops used in various local delicacies. The country's annual production of the crop is pegged at about 4.7 million metric tons, with about 85 kilograms per capita consumption. The crop has, however, seen dwindling production capacity recently, owing to various farming challenges.
Most often, when the season starts, because of the prolonged dry season, farmers complain of inadequate planting material for expanding their farms. Besides that, some farmers harvest from their old fields and establish new farms without preparing the material. So they carry a lot of pests, nematodes and weevils to their new farms.
But through a simple and clean cultivation technology, farmers can maximize their yields to enhance their income earnings. John and his fellow farmers are being exposed to these indigenous farming techniques at the Crops Research Institute to end their days of woes in poor harvests.
The pests and diseases that they carry to their own fields, we decided to come out with this technology where you can take one sucker from your own farm, prepare it, bury it in sawdust, then you can generate several from one sucker.
Each plantain mother plant can provide maybe about 10 suckers, but over a period of time, right? But and so that actually also limits the availability of suckers. Depending on how well you do it, you can get at least 10 and up to about 150 seedlings from just one sucker.
Despite these technologies, Ghana's reliance on seasonal rains is a bane to production. Many plantain farms witnessed low production due to the reduced rainfall, primarily fueled by the changing climate. The vegetatively propagated crop sector is one of the horticultural sectors of the agric landscape, which is rarely explored or invested in. Experts in the space are calling for investments and want critical attention paid to the sector.
In case this is not done, then we are going to have difficulty in our food system resilience, as I spoke about. And that will suggest that we are going to have difficulty in keeping our livelihood.
For Joy News, my name is Emmanuel Bright Kweku.
The full interview will be aired on Saturday at 6 p.m. on the Joy News channel. Young entrepreneurs already have a lot to overcome. Being chosen by your investor or bank of choice is dissected on today's Entrepreneurs in You with Dr. Maxwell Opong.
You are young, so the assumption is that you might not have the full knowledge of what you are talking about. So you first need to be prepared for that bias. Forget about you. This is not about you. This is about the entity you are trying to convince. It's about the credit department. Whatever you think you have in your head doesn't matter. What matters is the criteria that you need to fulfill in order to get what you need to get to where you need to be. Overcome your fear and doubt. Do it knowing very well that you have to only succeed only once. Knowing that we are ready to assist you. Knowing that we know you have ideas that are semi-cooked. And knowing that there is nothing risk-free. Because most banks will tell you to bring 180%, 130% collateral. You have a bank telling you, I know nothing is risk-free. Still tell me your idea and let's see if you can work. So everybody asks me, why don't you bank with this bank? Why don't you bank with this bank? This is the reason why. They listen. So be bold. Put your ideas together. Look for that criteria.
Brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship and supported by...
That was Dr. Maxwell Ampon. Now follow the Entrepreneurs in You series right here on Mondays and Thursdays on our TV, radio and social media. That is the end of the Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa and Impera General Assurance, Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank Money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility bill payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for your solutions to your money emergencies.